Today I am with Dr. Sabina Eggers, who is a community pharmacist, and she's going to have a chat there about the importance of the pharmacists being vaccinated. Hi, Sabina.
Hello, Yvonne.
So I suppose really it's very important. You're like frontline workers, and the need for the vaccine is, you know, paramount for pharmacists, isn't it?
It is, because we are, you know, greatly concerned as frontline healthcare workers. And what we have seen recently is patients coming into the pharmacy, and they will tell us that they're awaiting their COVID test results. You know, so rather than staying at home, they come and they collect their medication. They might not have somebody else who could do it for them, but at the same time, we are exposed to a real risk. And I've worked in some pharmacies where some of my colleagues had contracted COVID and had to go out sick. So what I also see is more patients who cannot or do not want to make an appointment with their GP. They are looking for advice. So I'm taking blood pressures, I'm looking at eye problems, I've dressed burns, I look at skin problems like rashes or even toenail infections, and I happily do that, and so do my colleagues. But because we are so close to the patient, we need to be vaccinated, and yet we have no date when we will get vaccinated. And also, you know, we're talking about being placed ideally to roll out the vaccinations in the community, because we have been doing it for a very long time, providing flu vaccinations every year, and I've been vaccinating in Ireland since 2013. So I do have the skill sets, so have a lot of my colleagues, and we would also like to be part of that rollout, but we do need the vaccinations. And another service we provide, Yvonne, is the methadone service, you know, the substitution drugs. And when we have patients coming in on a daily basis, they have to obviously take off their masks in order to consume the methadone, and I would always have a little chat to see how they're getting on with the program, offer some water. But it means I'm in a small room exposed to not a person who doesn't wear a mask for 5, 10 minutes. And when I take blood pressure, that's 15 minutes to 20 minutes because I take 3 readings. So, you know, what would happen if pharmacies would have to close because we get COVID?
Yes, so do you feel the government are not doing enough, I suppose, with some of the frontline workers? Because, like, you are frontline workers, and like you say, you provide a similar service really to a doctor in so far as giving advice and certain things that you see. So the importance of that is huge. Do you think that they will roll this out soon?
That is my issue, is that there's no clarity. You know, I think I heard recently that the dentist will be vaccinated on the 8th of February. And rightly so. You know, when you think of your dentist, and I was at my dentist last week, and they look into your mouth and they're cleaning there for 30 minutes. And I obviously wouldn't have a mask on. But why is it not possible for the government to say to us community pharmacists, this is the date. This is the date, let's say, I don't know, the 28th of February, and where it will take place is in Waterford Regional Hospital or Cork, you know, that. But we have no clarity, and I think that is my main problem with it.
Yes, it's very bizarre, considering if you were to be giving out the vaccine, rolling in there behind the doctors and the other healthcare providers, then it would vaccinate the population a lot quicker as well. You know, I mean, they need you.
Oh, yes. Yes, yes, and we happily provide that, and we do have the skill set, because we are trained in not only providing vaccinations, intramuscular vaccinations, but also to deal with anaphylactic events. You know, we are trained in giving EpiPens and also in resuscitation. That's part of our training. So we have the skill set. We would love to be part of it, but we do need to be protected, and it will take, you know, 2 vaccinations as we know, for everyone to be protected. So the sooner we can get our first vaccine, the sooner then we can, you know, feel protected and roll out more. And also we have to buy our own masks, which I find is really sad, you know.
Yeah,
own masks to wear. And I mean, the surgical masks we wear, you have to change them 2-3 times a day. That's, you know, we are working with that 9 hours a day. Often I do not have a lunch break where I'm working today. I have a full hour for lunch, which is kind of luxurious. But often we are behind this mask for 9 hours, and then I go back to a vulnerable person and I have to take my clothes off in the porch and run into the shower because I don't want to bring it home.
I know. I suppose the situation is so difficult, and difficult for everyone, isn't it? And I suppose it seems logical that pharmacists should be vaccinated, partly because you're frontline workers, but also because you would be able to roll in and provide the vaccine and provide probably a faster service, really, of getting the vaccine rolled out, isn't it?
Well, I think also because pharmacies, a lot of pharmacies are open 7 days a week, you know, especially in cities. So we would be able to see more people, you know, over a longer period of time and with appointments. But it's also logistically important that the pharmacy staff would be vaccinated, because when you're giving a vaccine, you need to keep that person in the pharmacy for 15 minutes to ensure that they're well. You know, and we have to space them out. But that can all be done, and we happily do that. But it's just, we do need this protection first. And also, GPs can decide when patients come into the pharmacy. I know that sometimes you have to sit outside your surgery for an appointment, and then they phone you when they can see you. But we can't channel it like that. Patients just appear here in the pharmacy.
Yes, I know. I know it's a very difficult situation. Well, I would hope like that the government, step up now and get all frontline workers vaccinated. And you are definitely part of that. Community pharmacists are very important. And I think a lot of the general public would agree, you know, that often the community pharmacist is the first port to call anyway for a lot of people, you know.
Well, I think we do, and, you know, I'm a community pharmacist, an old community pharmacist since 88, because I love patient contact. And, you know, we are hands-on, and I've dressed many burns and cuts, and so have colleagues of mine. And we want to provide that service. And I think the benefit that we have is we don't need an appointment and we don't cost.
Yes.
You know, we provide this service freely and immediately.
And I think the situation is probably something that people would not be aware of, you know, that I think a lot of people would have assumed that the pharmacists and staff and pharmacies would have been vaccinated or would be at the top end of getting a vaccination, you know. I think this will surprise people.
Yeah, I'm sure they would be. And I was hoping that we would be vaccinated at the same time as the GPs who now received, I've heard it yesterday, their second vaccine. So, you know, they've had their course, but we are somehow not in the same important class.
Yeah, it's you would wonder, really, wouldn't you?
Yes, we do. And it's where it is, but please, we would really like to have a date and also where we would be vaccinated, because I would think it's probably not going to be the AstraZeneca vaccine, but the BioNTech probably, or the Moderna, and that will have to be rolled out in the hospital setting because of the storage facilities, you know?
Yes, yeah.
And also, obviously, then when we will be called, we need time off for it, you know, because, as you know, a pharmacy can only run when a pharmacist is present. And in order to allow rotas to be arranged, that the pharmacies remain open when we have to go wherever that is to be vaccinated, that all needs to be taken into account.
It's a serious situation, really, isn't it?
It is. It is, and it's time we have been waiting for a while now. And it's really the uncertainty, you know. We are happy to wait, but when is this going to be over, this waiting?
Yes. Yeah, it is very difficult. It is, you know, so hopefully, you know, the government will step up and start rolling out that vaccine for pharmacists and the staff in pharmacies, because it is important.
Absolutely.
I suppose to end maybe a bit on a positive note, do you think that we're getting this under control and we're doing better?
I think we are doing better. And, you know, sometimes you hope that people would stick to the hand washing regime, but mainly wearing masks. We still see people coming in to the pharmacy without masks, and then we have to ask them to wear masks. And sometimes there's an argument. So if we can continue doing the right thing and also, you know, staying away from our loved ones, unfortunately, just for a little longer, I'm sure, you know, we are on the right road and we can beat that as a community, but it's an altogether effort, you know.
Yes, it is. It is. It is. It's challenging times for everybody, isn't it?
Challenging. Challenging. But, you know, I was thinking of my grandparents and they lived through war that lasted, you know, the Second World War for years. So what we are facing into in comparison is small.
Yes, that's true. And we're going in the right direction.
And we have it. We have controlled, you know, what we are doing.
Yes. Well, Sabina, thank you so much for that. It was very interesting and I think very informative as well. And I think people would be interested to hear that.
Thank you for the opportunity, Yvonne.